Well, hello there. Welcome back to Rude Awakening, a health podcast. You guys, I sound a little different. You might be able to tell. And I explain in this episode why I sound different. But aside from that, hello, it's been a while. Some new things are happening in the Rude Awakening world. First things first, I started a natural makeup brand, handmade makeup that is organic grade. I have a mascara that I make by hand. I have a beet stain for the lips and the cheeks that I make by hand, and I am selling it. I have a storefront. I have an Instagram for this storefront. It's rootawakening.beauty. I will link it in the show notes. Root is spelled ROOT. And yeah, I just decided that there was a need for natural makeup with a small ingredient list because even the makeup that I was looking at the health food store has crap in it, in my opinion. No offense. It just has like factory made chemical stuff. There's organic factory made stuff that is still, I don't think, good for us. So even like the organic mascaras had stuff in it that like I couldn't really read. I didn't even know what it was. And I was like, you know what? We need like straight up natural whole makeup to dress up with a little bit. I've been a classic no makeup user for the past several years, but lately I've just been like, yeah, I want like something a little extra. That sounds like fun. And I looked around to try to find some makeup that I liked, couldn't find it. I decided to make it myself, and now I'm selling it. So I'll link my storefront website in the show notes. I'll link my beauty page, which is where I share updates on my makeup. I'm really open about my makeup development process. And I also share like tips on beauty and stuff that I'm finding in my beauty self-development process with health. So that's where I'm sharing all of that information on my new Instagram beauty page. And of course, I still have my other self-development page, emilys.rootawakening on Instagram. Yeah, we've just been doing a lot of makeup production. I'm excited to bring you guys another podcast episode today. So give me a follow on Instagram, both my pages, or whatever resonates with you. Reach out to me, say hi, tell me what you think of these episodes, and I love ya. Enjoy. Here's some background to this audio clip you're gonna hear in today's episode. This audio clip is a voice message that I sent to my friend Ida. I didn't know that I was gonna release it as a podcast episode. I never even had that in my mind until I was done with the voice note. And the reason why I'm sharing this voice note with you guys, it was a personal voice note, but I want to share it publicly with you, is because people need to hear about this topic. I think it's so legit and so real, like relatable to everyone, because it talks about basically the game of life, which is something that I love to speak about. Not so much in those words, but I talk a lot about getting what you want in life and having that like be okay to want things and want to have them in your reality. And everyone has some kind of a goal, whether it's to want to continue living or want to have money or success or a partner or happiness or blah, 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 blah. Live here, do that. Everyone has wants. And I see that kind of like a game. And I look at that as like this path to success that we're having. Now, not everyone looks at life like that. Like, oh, I'm trying to get here. I'm trying to achieve this goal. I'm trying to gain success. Some people just want to like live their lives, but there's still a goal that they're trying to achieve, whether you want to call it a goal or not. So the goal could be keep their family protected. The goal could be find a partner that they love. The goal could be like be happier than they were yesterday. The goal could be to continue to keep their house. There's like always something that we're trying to get, that we're trying to experience. We're trying for something, you know? And I see that all like a game. And so this philosophy that I've really been experimenting with is that all of our problems in life, or all of our challenges in life, kind of all have the same answer and the same theme. It's how you play the game of life. And I think it's present in all religions. Like, I look at my spirituality as like, what do all religions have in common? What's the stuff that feels really good and really true from all religions? And I believe one of those things is that you're trying to reach something. So you're trying to reach a closest to God. You're trying to reach heaven. You're trying to reach enlightenment. You're trying to like reach this destination place, even if the destination place is just a good relationship with God and realizing that God is real or whatever. So because of this truth in religion and because of this truth in like life that we all experience, I think that there's like one, there's kind of like one underlying theme that allows you to get to the place that you want to be. So like for an example, in my life, like there's like relationship, I want to find my person. And then there's like money and career. I believe that probably there is a way that I can be. There are things that I need to learn that will allow me to gain all three of these desires. And the way to gain all three of these desires, if you move out, if you like zoom out enough, is kind of the same type of behavior. So what I've been playing with right now is that like if I can release some obsession about these things, like if I can release a little bit of control around these things, what does that do for my career? What does that do for my love life? What does that do for my money situation? It's all the same theme that's expressed in different areas of my life. So this is the philosophy that I am experimenting with, and it's what I want to bring to you in this episode, and that's some background context to this voice note. Now, there is a person on Instagram named JB Copeland. He's got some cool stuff happening. He releases a lot of self-development content, like really simple pieces of advice, basically. And he had a video that my friend sent me that I'm paraphrasing him. So go check out the post. You can DM me on Instagram if you can't find the post. But he had a post that says, if you are not experiencing peace, that means something better is waiting for you. There is a better reality waiting for you, because if you are not experiencing peace, that's showing you what you need to change. It's showing you what you need to settle in. And he got inspired by this concept from another quote by someone I don't remember. So, and it was interesting. I watched JB's video a couple times, and I was like, huh, what do I think about this? And I sent it to my friend Ida, who is on Instagram at The Chilling Therapist. I will link her in the show notes. We also had a podcast together called Delusional Confidence. I will link that below as well. There's like YouTube videos where we just talk about our path to entrepreneurship and what we have struggled with and etc. So I sent JB Copeland's video to Ida and I was like, what do you think about this? And what she said was that she didn't really resonate with it necessarily, like she wouldn't use those words. And Ida's really into human design. And in human design, which is kind of like a personality test, personality profile situation, it's like based in astrology though. Ida is a projector in human design. And she says, I don't like the word peace doesn't resonate with me so much, but the word peace is really for manifestors, which is another human design profile. She says they're really meant to experience peace, and that's their version of success when they feel peace. But me as a projector, I forget what her word was, but she's supposed to feel, I think success is her feeling. The way she experiences success shows up as the word success. And then for a manifestor, the way manifestors experience success shows up as the word peace. And I'm a generator, so the way generators experience success shows up in the word satisfaction. So Ida was like, yeah, maybe that's why I don't really resonate with this so much, because I would resonate with more like success. And then she asked me what I thought about it. And that is what this recording is. It's my voice message back to her. So enjoy it. Let me know what you think about it. Like, let me know on Instagram at emilys.rootawakening. You can message me if you want to see that post from JB Copeland and I will send it to you. I would love to get him on the show one of these days. That would be awesome. And yeah, enjoy it. Let me know what comes up. Think about it a little bit. See what your thoughts are on it.
Yo, yo, yo. Love this message. So I came down with a cold. I have a cold right now. I'm in bed. I was supposed to go to My friend's getting married on Saturday, and she's having this awesome, like, traditional Indian wedding. And she's getting her mehndi today, which is the henna that the brides get before their wedding. And some other girls are getting henna too. I already have, like, my form of henna all over my hands, so I wasn't gonna go get it, but I was gonna go drive everybody to the mehndi and just hang out while everyone got their henna. And I came down with a cold, so I'm in bed all day today. So I haven't been super chatty with you this week either, because I was kind of like just with the business. And then in my free time, I've kind of been more like partying vibe. I just haven't been my usual taking care of health the way I usually do. So anyway, here we are. So I sound sick, I think, but that's where I'm at. But it's a perfect day to listen to Ida's voice message and talk about philosophy, which this is so good, so juicy, as you would say it. Yeah, so man, like everything you said is just an awesome thing to dive into. I guess I'll start with, first of all, when I saw this reel, this video, I had a neutral feeling about it, which is actually kind of a good thing for me. Like, sometimes I'm a little skeptical if I'm like ecstatic about something the minute I hear it, or if it makes me feel really strong emotions, I kind of have to question who made the content and are they kind of just trying to play on divisiveness? Are they just trying to hype me up, or is there truth to it? Like, I feel like to me, I feel like the deepest truths just kind of like settle in me kind of peacefully, ironically. And it's not even like I think this is necessarily a deep truth. It also brought up feelings of like, huh, I like listened to it a couple times. So it was kind of like a, huh, like I wonder if that does resonate with me, but I didn't have any strong feelings about it. But after I listened to it a couple times, I was like, yeah, this actually does resonate with me at this point in my life. So what I noticed as I'm going through my self-development process, and you know, like one of the biggest themes in my self-development process has been self-acceptance. So, and also whatever else you would call that, like self-celebration or just realizing that there's nothing really wrong with me, like I'm not flawed. In the midst of that, I'm learning that things that I thought were bad aren't bad, you know, like there isn't one way to do things. I'm not a bad person if I do this. I'm not unhealthy if I do this, you know, like just kind of letting myself off the hook. And how that ties into this topic is like one of the topics that come up in my mind when I think about how this idea of like peace or lack of peace in my life and how that's directing me, around like receiving money for my parents, you know, like I like demonize that for a long time. Because I could feel that I wanted to be independent. And then, you know, you were with me as I went through a time of doing everything I could to not take money from my parents and realizing that that wasn't really sustainable for me either at that point in time. And like realizing that, like, it's okay for me to do that. You know, like there's nothing that necessarily says it's wrong for me to do that. But here's, you know, here I was like really making myself feel bad for that. And when I kind of accepted the fact that I can be in this stage, like it's okay if I'm in this stage where I'm not fully independent still or whatever. There was a sense of peace. And I get exactly what you're saying about how peace is internal, and peace doesn't mean that nothing's happening in your life or there's no challenges in your life. Peace is your attitude towards life. Like you're able to look at things peacefully, experience things peacefully. Like I think that's such a deep concept and so true. This is an example of like when you said that, I didn't feel like really crazy heightened emotions. I was just like, yes, that's truth. Like just, it just really resonated. And it just like made me feel like, oh, like that feels right, you know? Peace is internal. And it's like, the way I look at it is like it's an approach, it's like your ability to approach life like that. So like I think for a lot of us, we kind of have had to earn peace in our life. And I can feel myself earning that. And as I become more peaceful towards life, that has come from, in my case, realizing that I'm not bad. There's nothing necessarily wrong with me. It's like all of these actions that I'm doing aren't good or bad. They're just like things that I'm doing. Like life is more neutral than I think, but there's going to be challenges in life, and like that's okay. Like even this, you know, me getting sick, I'm like in the health coaching world. So there was a time when I'd get really down on myself and like, what am I doing wrong? Why is this happening? And now I'm just like allowing myself to be a human. Basically, that's how I can sum it up. And that to me is so peaceful. So the challenges in life still come, but I am more peaceful. This is an epic topic, right? Like, this is freaking epic. So I loved the story in the Bible, and that also reminded me of specific things in my life of also like, yeah, me trying to make things one way because I feel like that's the quote unquote good way to do it. Like, well, I should be 100% independent because that's the morally sound way of doing things. Well, I should wait to have any physical connection with a date because that's the morally sound way of doing things. You know, I had this kind of like in my head of like, no, like I can't say anything to a guy. I have to let them come to me because that's how we're ladies are supposed to do things. And now that I'm allowing myself to do things in a different way or just like try different things, because this ties back to the topic of the insanity topic that we were talking about, right? Like when you're telling the story of Jonah and when I'm looking on li my life, it's like he felt like he had to do things one way and kind of arrived back at the place that God was telling him to be at, you know? I thought that things had to be one way, but now I'm realizing God doesn't mean, you know, all the things that people necessarily say God means, in the sense of like the stuff I thought was bad isn't necessarily bad. Maybe God's path for me is way more open-minded and way more explorative than I thought. But I had to learn that after trying the way that I thought I should do things and then feeling like that way wasn't working again and again and again, which is the insanity thing. Like, this way doesn't feel good. This way doesn't feel good. This way doesn't feel good. Okay, I need to try a different way because this way obviously doesn't feel good. And I've learned that again and again and again. So, time to try a new way. And then that ties into the human design thing. So, yes, like for me, when things aren't going well and it doesn't seem like the right, like when I'm finding out that the way I've been trying something isn't working and I need to try a new way, my means of trying a new way, what pushes me to try a new way is frustration. But here's the interesting thing. It's also resentment. It's also all these other words that you said for all of the human design types, you know? Like it's all the quote unquote bad feelings. It's all the uncomfortable feelings. It's frustration. It's resent, like I'll notice myself getting resentment towards my loved ones. It's like just all I have every emotion. It's like anger, it's like sadness. Like when I have been in these vibes of like, I'm trying to force it one way, and that's just not the way. I get all of these, that's how it feels to me at least. I get all of these feelings together. Yeah, there's like, you could describe it as frustration, you could describe it as anger, you can describe it as resentment. I feel all of those feelings intertwined simultaneously. And as those feelings build up bigger and bigger, eventually I get pushed to try a new way because there's no other option at a certain point. It's like, I just can't go on like this. I can't live like this. So I think it's so cool, as always, that all of these topics intertwine and it kind of all becomes the same thing, which is what we were talking about the other day, which is how do you play the game of life, basically? How do you win at life? Or if you want to look at it a different way, like how do you achieve peace in life? Or how do you get what you want in life? Or how do you reach enlightenment in life? It's what, like, basically all religions talk about at the end of the day. It's like how to, in I'm including the afterlife in this, you know, but basically it's like, how do you win at life? But you could use a bunch of different words besides win, because I think everyone has an association with win, that's different. But like, how do you find God? How do you find the truth of God? How do you find enlightenment? You get what I'm saying. It's all kind of the same thing, which is really fascinating. And intertwining all these topics together and finding out that all these topics aren't separate, like at least in my mind, it's like it's very one note. That concept also brings me peace because it makes me realize that life feels complicated sometimes, but it's actually not. It's like all the same thing that we're just dealing with and experimenting with under all of these different topics. So yeah, like it's interesting. It could just be where I'm at in my life right now, but peace is really resonating. Like I feel like as my life is starting to feel better, I'm starting to gain more peace, and that's showing up in all these different scenarios. Peace with how I'm looking at God, peace within myself, self-acceptance, peace with the idea that like I don't have all these problems, or like peace that like I can allow myself to be a human being and life will be imperfect. Like it's all kind of showing up like that. And I think the good feeling of generator is satisfaction, right? To me, it really feels the same, you know? It's just like different words for the same thing. Like I feel better. And that better feeling includes peace and it includes satisfaction. And honestly, I feel like those two words sound like similes to me. Like, I'm sure they have different definitions, which I should look that up, but it to me, I would describe it as the same thing. Like peace, satisfaction, happiness. Oh yeah. And oh, we're at 13 minutes. Holy shit. So also, I wanted to say there was a quote from someone, or like I heard this bit of information from somewhere in the self-development industry, I don't know where, that like life isn't really about achieving happiness, it's more about achieving peace or satisfaction. Maybe that was kind of from Human Design or something. Like it was this whole idea that like happiness is fleeting, which I don't like that narrative or that way of looking at happiness, because I think people can be just like low key happy throughout their life. Like even if everything isn't going well, like you said, with peace, it's like an inner state of like, it's not like I feel the emotion happy at all times necessarily. Like that's not the overwhelming feeling, but there's an undercurrent of happiness that like I'm cool with with myself and my life. And then maybe that's also, that is actually just peace. So yeah, it's anyway, I heard this statement that like life, everyone, you know, thinks about achieving happiness, but then you're kind of like, if you're achieving happiness, you're kind of like ch chasing dopamine. So really what actually makes sense to create and what's actually possible to create a good life is like achieving peace or achieving satisfaction or achieving a sense of, you know, something good, not necessarily the emotion of happiness. And I do resonate with that a lot. Like to me, like happiness and joy, they're like emotions we can experience, but like peace is like a state of being and like if you had a state of being and happiness, that would probably include some spiritual bypassing, right? Just because of how we work as humans. If you're in a constant state of happiness, that's like abnormal, you know? That's like questionably, is that healthy? So, yeah, all interesting concepts. I'm curious to hear what you think about the happiness versus peace thing and what you think about all this.
All right, you guys, do me a favor and share this episode with someone who you think would be into it, with someone who you think would gain something out of this episode. I would really appreciate it. Share it on social media so we can help get the word out. If this episode meant something to you, it would mean a lot to me if you could do that to spread the word on these topics. I think they're really important and I think they help people. So I would appreciate that. If you want to give me a follow on Instagram, I am at emilys.rootawakening. Root is spelled ROOT. Or you can follow my beauty page, rootawakening.beauty. Or you could follow both. And I'll talk to you soon. Reach out to me with any questions that you have.